My name is Karen Lawson, and my father, Gerald A. Lawson, invented the first cartridge-based home video game system, the Fairchild Channel F, in 1976. My dad's love for anything mechanical started really, really early.
His interests were in like amateur radio, and he actually was fixed television sets. And he taught himself how to do that by taking things apart and just seeing how they worked.
He had a Irish Mail handcart when he was a child, and he could leave it outside because the neighborhood kids couldn't figure out how to work it. And he thought that was funny.
He started at Fairchild Semiconductor, I believe in 1972, which was the year I was born. And around that time, he worked on a coin-operated video game called Demolition Derby.
This is part of his tinkering. He put together that game, created that game in the garage.
I wish I could show you a picture of our garage. I mean, you have all kinds of electronics pieces, you know, capacitors sitting around, PDP-11. We had a TRS Model 80, several, you know, different VIC-20s. I've seen pretty much every type of computer known to man throughout the 70s and 80s inside of our garage. I think word got out at Fairchild that, hey, Lawson worked on this coin-operated video game.
So they had him head up Fairchild's marketing division and put him in charge of creating a video gaming system for Fairchild.
Channel F, the one with all the fun. The Fairchild Video Entertainment System at your larger JCPenney. The home entertainment system that never gets old. Plug in a new video cart and change the fun. Play tic-tac-toe, shooting gallery, or just doodle. Switch video carts and play Desert Fox. Switch again, it's blackjack. Or play the two built-in games, pro hockey or tennis champ. Channel F for fun. The Fairchild Video Entertainment System. Just $169.95. Video cart cartridges, $19.95 each. At your larger JCPenney.
At the time, I understand that there were people who told him it couldn't be done. What couldn't be done? You can't isolate the game from the console.
He was the type of person that if somebody were to say to him, hey, you can't do this, that would be all the reason he needed to go forward and try to do it. And for him, it was it had nothing to do with money or anything like that as much as it had to do with just seeing something come to fruition.
His passion drove him to what he did, not necessarily an end result. Like, oh, I'm gonna make $5 million this year. That wasn't what he was about. He was about the work. The Atari thing. I think that the fact that the Channel F was not branded properly was overpriced. And the 2600 was great. It was fun to play. I mean, you know, who's gonna deny that?
I believe that, you know, around that time, I think he might have been disappointed. But the interesting thing was when the Atari 2600 came out, my father started a company called VideoSoft, which created software for the Atari 2600. So I guess he kind of figured, you know what, if you can't beat him, join him.
A trailblazer in terms of African Americans in the gaming industry. Even though I don't work in engineering, you know, just being an African American succeeding in the industry opens up doors.
I thank him because I've always wanted to create games, and he is the perfect icon to chase after.
Recognizing and evangelizing my father's story and others like him, is necessary so that somebody can have a person like them to identify with. You have to see it sometimes to believe it. You have to. It's kind of like, you know, wow, I can be that.
I think that he would love the fact that he's inspiring younger generations into technology and having them move in that direction. In order for all of us to be contributors, we all have to have an opportunity to contribute. And for too long, folks have not had a chance to do that. I just want people to know about his contribution to technology and how important it really is.